Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Welcome back to Squash Masters. On today's episode, we have Brendan Talagrini. Brendan currently plays under U11 and is number 2. Let's get into the interview.
So, this is Brendan Talagrini in U11. Can you tell us your ranking, please?
My ranking is number 2 in U11.
Nice. Okay, we can start with the questions. So, the first question is, when did you start playing squash, and why?
I started squash when I was about early 8 in 2017. That's when I started going to the clinics in the U.S. Mm. And I started because my brother started it, but then he didn't like it. And then I liked it, so then I started doing it.
How many times did you play a week when you first started it? Was it, like, a lot?
Like 3 times a week, but then I started going like 4 and then 5 times a week.
Did you play any other sports at the time? And if you did, how did they help you?
So at that time I did swimming, and that basically helps with your lungs, so you could breathe and you have more stamina. So then you can like run more, outplay your opponent more.
Mm-hmm. What do you remember about your first tournament, and if it was good or bad?
I remember being really scared for my first bronze, and my first match was a big kid who beat me in 4, and I lost to him, and I took 4th in that tournament, so.
How many times do you play a week currently?
Right now, I play about 5 times a week. And I stayed at the clinic for about 2.5 hours, I guess.
Mm. Do you do any flexibility footwork or fitness training outside of your normal squash?
Not really. My dad just makes me do like push-ups and stuff outside of squash, like after. Mm.
Do you still do swimming?
Not right now. I stopped for a while, but I'm talking about getting back into it.
So what's your longest match, and what did you tell yourself, and what was your mindset?
So my longest, it was in the Scottish Open. I was up 2-love, and I lost at the end. And when I was up 2-love, I was thinking of, like, just, like, keep playing, like, as I am, like, what I'm doing, like, hit it deep. And, like, force your opponent back. Yeah, and I tried to do that, but I got very tired. So then he just took advantage of it.
What was your best match? And how did you feel it was different from your other matches?
Actually, my best match was I just played really well in that match. And like I said before, I just got really tired at the end. Mm-hmm. And, like, all those games were really tight. So I just played so calm in the beginning. And then when he won the third game, I got a little more nervous. So,
if you could go back in time, what would you do differently in that match?
I would, like, try to calm myself down, try to get a better warm-up. Mm-hmm. So, like, I was more prepared for the match.
What was your worst match, and why do you think it happened like that?
My worst match was in a gold that I played, and in the first 2 games, he crushed me. In the last game, like, he big-booed me, and, like, I just, like, wasn't playing my game, so.
After that match, how did you regain your confidence and, like, really be able to focus on the next match?
We just went back, and I started relaxing, and I just thought of what I could have done better. And I guess my move just cheered up. Yeah, I guess. I was just relaxing.
What's your best comeback story when you're down in a match, but you really managed to come back and win?
My best comeback was when I was down 2-love. But this one, the Connecticut, he was at match ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hit the shot 2 inches above the 10 right after serve, and then it was 10-all, and I just managed to come back and win the whole match.
What do you think his mentality was for the fourth game?
Oh, my coach said that he got nervous, and he did look like it, and he was just getting really tired and nervous because he hasn't beaten me before ever since that time.
Mm-hmm.
Or he didn't beat me, so... So it was like a winning like opportunity. So then he just got really nervous and then just lost it.
What did you tell yourself when you were match ball down?
I was just saying like keep on playing and like it doesn't matter if I win or lose. And I was just telling myself just keep fighting and then I just like hit that shot and then I just came back.
Like you felt like that shot could really helped you regain your confidence?
Yeah, okay. I guess. I just hit that shot and it became 10-all and I won 12-10.
Mm-hmm. What's your routine after matches? Like when?
My routine after matches is to stretch for like a little while and then like drink a lot and then just like go home and prepare for my next match basically.
Do you eat, like, what do you try to eat after your matches, too?
Well, during the whole tournament, I try to eat, like, not meat, because, like, meat actually makes you slower, like, makes you, like, less active. So I just try to eat vegetarian stuff for whole tournaments, but once in a while, like, on Wednesdays and stuff, we eat a little bit of meat, so.
Mm-hmm.
But on tournaments, we just try to not eat meat at all because it helps you.
What would you tell yourself when you were just starting squash?
I would just tell myself to just, like, have fun and just, like, work at it and really love the sport, basically that. And I would just tell myself to practice a lot so I can get better. And I did practice a lot, actually. But
nice.
Yeah. When I was young, like 8.
Who's your favorite, like, athlete or squash player that really inspires you?
That would be the number one in the world, Oliver Farag, because in my opinion, his movement is the best, and he's just really calm all the time, and that just, like, inspires me to, like, be calm all the time, even though you're, like, losing really badly. And, like... His shots are just, like, so precise. So, like, I'm working on that, too.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you could improve your movement, too?
I would improve my movement by ghosting and, like, really concentrating on that when you're practicing. And do some at home, maybe, if there's space.
What's your trademark favorite shot that you love to kind of annoy people with?
It's like I like the cross court rolling nick. It's just like when it just rolls out on the corner. And I also like the normal drive that just kills them and just like tricks them.
What do you think is the most important part of the game? Like your mentality, your endurance, your shots?
I think 50% of the game, or 45%, is mental. And then the other half is, like, footwork, tactical stuff, like, like precise and, like, your accuracy and your movement.
Do you have any tips for beginners who are just starting squash?
Well, I would just say have fun always in your practice when you're practicing and just like practice a lot, go to the course and just hit the ball. Like just practice your serves or like and just like really love the sport.
Yeah. What's your goal in 4 years? Like how do you achieve that goal?
My goal in four years is to be at least top 10 in U17 or U15, And I'm gonna really like work on my body and like footwork, and I'm gonna try to volley more. I'm gonna like work on my accuracy too. So.
Do you have anything to add on to the questions?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, then thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe to our show on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts.